from Las Vegas, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your Cruise News for Friday, December 17th, 2021. After 21 months, cruise lines started sailing to Grand Turk again. Carnival Freedom arrived at the port on Wednesday during a six-night voyage, marking the cruise line's first time to return to the island since March of 2020. Holland America also called there earlier in the week. Other calls on the ship's Eastern Caribbean itinerary include Amber Cove and Half Moon. By the end of the year, Carnival will have 19 cruise ships back in passenger service. And a new Dominican Republic cruise port has welcomed its first cruise ship. Tino Bay, if I'm pronouncing that right, hosted MSC Seashore on Wednesday, marking the opening of the Puerto Plata destination to cruise visitors. The port is scheduled to see 24 cruise calls this month and 160 through next April. Other lines scheduled to stop there include Royal Caribbean, Celebrity, Norwegian, and Virgin. Tino Bay is located about 7 miles from Carnival Corporation's Amber Cove. And finally, another Royal Caribbean ship has resumed passenger service. Brilliance of the Seas set sail on a four-night cruise from Tampa on Thursday, which kicks off a 4- and 5-night schedule. The current sailing will call to Costa Maya. Other ports throughout the season will include Cozumel, Nassau, and Private Island Perfect Day. Brilliance is scheduled to stay in Tampa through March before heading to Europe for the summer season. And cruise line stocks were down on Thursday. Carnival Corporation down 1.8%, 17.57. Royal Caribbean down 2.5%, 68.80. And Norwegian down 3.6%, 19.34. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have a great weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.